Your morning team show. This is WSGW.
Gathered around me and buddies. Hold your glasses high and drink to a fool, a crazy fool, a tall-headed baby.
Day 26, your morning team show of Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. Dave and Pat and Charlie in studio, of course, in your home studio. Art Lewis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The song is called The Fool.
Lovely.
It's your morning team show theme song. have to pluralize it and say The Fools. Sanford Clark, who performed this, has passed away.
Oh, yeah. Sanford Clark.
Wanted to give a shout out to an early rockabilly and country performer who had influences on some of the early folks in that genre of music.
Yeah.
Including Elvis Presley, who recorded the song of his own version of the song, too. He was 85 years old. It was a number 7 hit back in 1956. So, just wanted to let you know. The Animals also recorded a version of this song.
Okay. I don't remember their version. Have to look that one up.
I'm trying to think of how that one would sound.
Yeah. Not
much
quite
different
like
than
this.
One.
No, yeah, I think I could hear Elvis doing that.
Yeah, I could hear Elvis.
Yeah,
right.
Easy.
The Animals I did.
I could hear Eric Burdon though, making it his own.
A little bit more intense, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
You think?
Just maybe.
As Eric Burdon would do.
Yeah. Oh, and just want to say rest in peace to Richard Donner. I heard that he passed away. Director.
Yep.
He directed Superman 1. He got thrown off of Superman 2. Parts of his directing survived in Superman 2, but they replaced him with Richard Lester halfway through because of disagreements. And so,
I did not know that.
Apparently, there is what they call a Superman Donner cut, though. Superman 2 Donner cut, where you can see how he see his entire vision and by just watching that movie without the Richard Lester scenes.
So. Artistic disagreements.
Yeah, artistic disagreements. And then, of course, he did all the Lethal Weapon movies, which were just remarkable in their own. Especially, in my opinion, Lethal Weapon 2 and 4 are always the best. But they're all good. Very entertaining. So, I mean, think about it. He was able to get Danny Glover and Mel Gibson together and make a great buddy cop movie.
So he did that. And he also did The Goonies.
He did The Goonies. Yes, he did The Goonies.
Talk about different genres.
Right.
Well, good shout out.
Not a one-trick pony, that's for
no.
sure.
No. Right, and he did stuff with the X-Men later on and Deadpool and a few others. So kept busy all the way to the end.